Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. And every time I get on this mic to talk theater, my teenage heart skips a beat. I mean, it's my favorite topic, has been my favorite topic for over 25 years, but it's often hard to just sneak it into everyday convos with people who don't get it. And if you are here and you are listening, you are my people, and you know what I am talking about. And speaking of my people, it's no secret that I'm a fan of American Stage. It's across the park from where we record. I've seen about a million shows there. I got to work last year there. I got to meet some of the people that run that beautiful place. It's our local neighborhood professional theater, and I know so much work that's going on over there to keep it relevant and shake things up a little bit. You know, that's what these theaters that have been around for a long time, I think, have to continue to do to get people in the seats. And I'm really, really just excited at all the things they've got going on. One of the things I love most about American Stage is their show in the park each year. And it has had so many triumphs over the years. It's learned a lot. It's adapted when it's needed to adapt. And it's still with us and makes me so happy. And they just announced the show for next year. And it's Into the Woods. And I love it so much. And I'm so excited that that's happening. So Demenz Landing is downtown St. Pete. It's in full swing this year with the legendary musical Hair. And my guest today is one of the wonderful actors in the show, EJ Doering. Welcome, EJ, to Big Broadway Energy.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's so nice to see you and meet you, and welcome to American Stage, correct? This is the first time you've worked for American Stage.
Yes, first time American Stage, first time working in the state of Florida as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been good, though.
What are your first impressions?
So we talked about this a little bit before, mm-hmm. but I think I was just impressed by St. Petersburg. It definitely has, I don't want to say this in an offensive way, but it's exceeded my expectations. It's such an artistic community. The food, the culture, the sort of passion these people have for the arts in this community has really impressed me. And just seeing them embrace our show Hair has been so beautiful. And I'm like, I could live here. I could stick around for a bit.
I'm so glad that you say that, and I'm so glad you're part of the American Stage family. What's great about them is that they are professional theater, but to me, they feel very like a neighborhood playhouse, and mm-hmm. neighborhood playhouses are all about bringing back people that they know, like, get the vibe and want to continue to work there. So I'm so glad that you're part of the team there now. But I'm a lot older than you. I'm from St. Pete, born and raised, and been back and forth to New York a bunch for my life and my career, but I love coming back, and I love seeing the shows in the park. And Hair was first done over a decade ago in the park, but of course, Hair, the show, has been around for like 50-plus years. Have you been a fan of the show before you got to do it? And if so, like, how did you connect to Hair before you got the show?
I was a fan of Hair before I started it, especially the music was the main way I connected to it. There was that, I believe, 2009 Broadway revival, and that was right around when I was in high school and middle school, and those are the times when you're starting to drive in the car and you're listening to cast recordings. That was a cast recording that was on my docket. So I definitely was a fan of it. It was a show that I don't know if I pictured myself doing it until I started auditioning for this production for Burger and kind of found my own, you know, take on it. Mm. And I thought, okay, this would actually be a total dream to do this show. And it's been a dream to do as well on the stage every night.
Yeah, for sure. And I saw that 2009 production as well. I lived in New York at the time. And I know the music very similar. Like, I'd never seen a real production of it. And I was like, okay, Hair, what, I get it. It's not really my generation, but okay, I understand why it's important. And I saw that revival and Will Swenson, who I think is a genius, who played Burger, mm-hmm. You know, and just the cast themselves really just reminded me that this is a timeless show. It's a show that really does mean a lot to a lot of different generations, not the generation that you might think it means something to. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on what people can expect from this production of Hair in the Park, because, like I said, it's been around for a long time and maybe people have seen it, but what are you guys doing different?
So Kenny Moten, our director, had worked with the original creators of this show when he had done Hair. He's done Hair 5 times previously,
Wow.
3 times as Burger and 2 times as Hood. So that was a wonderful resource for me to have somebody who, because sometimes the text in the show, it can be almost a little bit confusing at first to understand and interpret. And so to have somebody who's like, I've had to interpret this, I've had to perform it before, kind of guide and collaborate with us on it, was really helpful. And the main thing that I think he brought to the show that was important was a lot of wanting authenticity from us, not trying to become, I think, you know, a Disney version of Hair, where we're acting or playing at the idea of being these hippies or playing caricatures. I think he wanted us to remember, hey, when you as a cast of 13 people are just hanging out on a break, that is the feeling of a tribe. It really isn't this far-reaching idea. These are real people with real stories, and so many themes in the show are still applicable today. So just connecting to it on a deep personal level and not overplaying at the idea of a hippie. I think also just, our cast of 13 is all really, really close. It's a smaller cast than you normally see.
I was going to say, I felt like that cast usually is much bigger than that.
Yeah, I think at least usually 20. Mm-hmm. That you'll get to see each of us spotlighted. You'll get to see each of us featured and really get to know us as individuals. And then I also think because we're a smaller cast, we were able to get close so quickly. So we really have this tribe family, which is what they call it in the show, tribe. Sure. But we have this family feel, and my character Burger has a very specific relationship to each individual in the show, and I hope that translates. And then at the same time, we also really include the audience in this production. It's outside in the park. It's definitely meant, I think the show is meant to be outside in a park setting. You can really look at the moon. You can really see the stars. Sure. You can feel the wind. And we include the audience as part of our tribe. We won't make you feel uncomfortable, but you will feel a part of the action and not separate from it. And I think it's not just like you're watching a play. You're a part of an experience.
Yeah. You can see the moon in that seventh house, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I love that.
Exactly. I love it.
Hair is often referred to as like this hippie living, nonlinear, no real story. I disagree with that. I think that if you have to really, to your point, really care about these characters in a way that doesn't feel like a Disney caricature-y type of thing to get why the story's important. But let's talk a little bit about, I think, shows like this that have real political messages that are based in something that was from a time. I'm always impressed and sort of inspired by shows that stay relevant outside of whatever main theme they're talking about or connecting to. And I think today, it wouldn't be an overstatement to say this show is pretty relevant right now. What are you guys doing differently? Or are you seeing some connections between what's happening now in the world versus what was happening in those days where it was such an important part of the counterculture, what they're talking about here, like in Hair? Are you seeing or doing things that feel relevant today that are maybe a little different than they did in the 70s?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think on that a little bit. I think I'm trying the connections to today. So obviously with Hair, it's about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
It's about deciding for these people whether they want to burn their draft cards and kind of reject the man or follow the law. I think a very important message in Hair that is still relevant in a time like today is sort of this idea of fighting for our freedom, fighting for radical joy as an act of resistance in a time when things aren't good. I think we could learn from the characters of Hair and how revolutionary they are, that they're out in the streets protesting. I feel like that's something that's different nowadays. We have our phones and you repost an Instagram graphic to your story. And obviously that, you know, I'm not saying that can't be helpful to spread information, but I think that these people were really out there doing the work. And I actually saw in St. Petersburg, I've seen some protests, and it's been something where I thought, wow, this is still happening today. But I noticed that's a lot of the older generation that's out there protesting. So it definitely connects to today, but I almost feel like we could learn something from them in the way that they were so proactive towards meeting their political goals.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think that's such an important part of our responsibility as the younger generation. I'm not sure I'm the younger generation anymore. However, I feel that way. And I do think without, you know, the giving ourselves permission to feel these things that maybe sometimes scare us, we're missing the point of saying, this is what I believe in, and I'm going to make sure people know it, and not my voice won't be silenced because I deserve to be heard, right? That's such an important part of what Hair is all about. And it's notorious for its access to those parts of ourselves that we often hide away. And I think that's what people who love the show really love about it, the ability to access this stuff that lives inside of all of us. And I think that show, it connects us generationally too. And I think that is a special part of what the show is too. I want to talk a little about Burger because he is one of those characters, to your point, he connects with everybody in the show. He is sort of a powder keg. Is that a fair word to say about him?
Yeah.
Tell me about your approach to Berger.
My approach to Berger, he's definitely the life of the party. He always, always just wants to have a good time. He wants to make everybody laugh, but that can come at a cost because he doesn't always actually care about what's important. He cares about laughing and having fun. Mm. And he cares about centering himself, I think, in a lot of the tribe. He does consider himself a leader, and I think he decides what's cool and what's not, or what's groovy and what's not. So I think that can kind of get him to boil over sometimes when people aren't aligning with his vision of, oh, you need to burn your draft card, you need to only wear thrifted clothes or clothes you find, you can't be buying commercial things. He's very radical, but then at the same time, selfish, I think. But I don't want to talk down on him. He's a very fun guy. I love playing him. And I think my favorite moments is just like, I feel like I really, each of the other 12 members of the cast, I really make them laugh and I really keep them on their toes by playing with them. He's been described, I've seen, as almost like animalistic or like a beast. And I think he just follows his instincts in every moment. So when I play him as when I play Berger, I just try to always follow my gut, never second guess a choice, just be bold, be in your face, be like an animal, and never internalize. It's always like every feeling is externalized, whether they be emotions that are joyous or emotions that are intense and angry.
That's a great way to approach it too, because I think it keeps the performance fresh, right? You're able to find like new things every night.
Absolutely. And that is another thing about our production that I think is maybe not unique, but I'm grateful for, is that Kenny Moten has allowed us, our director, to have a lot of freedom, and he wants it to be a living, breathing show. He wants it to, go based on where you're at that night. So he even said once when he played Berger, he's like, one day I was just in a bad mood and Berger was pissed at everybody that show. And I was like, I love that. Like, I love that we can let it be a living, breathing thing. There is room for some improv and we definitely have a lot of freedom in the show. And I think that makes it pop and come to life.
For sure. And I think that keeps it so true and honest for actors too. Like, for a director to say, I've given you sort of the framework. I trust you as an actor. I trust this cast to find these things that are going to not only keep it fresh for you in your performance, but give an audience that feeling of like, oh, they're not just playing at an idea. They really are these people. And that's such an important part of a show like this too, because I think people think they know it. And I love seeing new, approaches to this work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it tomorrow, I hope. I have not seen it yet. So I'm so, so excited to check it out. Yeah, for sure.
And hear your thoughts.
I know. Well, no, I'm going to love it. I know I'm going to love it. And I've heard people have, come back and said, it's like a different show than I've ever seen before, Hair, like from the production of Hair, which I love. Ooh. Did you know that it was the most requested musical in the park?
Yes, and I heard that before I came here. And couldn't imagine how that could be the case. And now that I've been here for a month, I understand exactly why Hair was so requested.
Right.
You walk down Central and there's so many like bohemian shops with tapestries and crystals. And I'm like, yep, this is where we're doing Hair. It makes sense.
That's why I love American Stage too. I mean, they really do understand what the audiences want, and they don't shy away from, they just did Beauty and the Beast last year. It's not like they stick to one genre, but they know. And I think the audiences know that we'll come see the show. We know it's going to be a good production. We know it's going to be lots of fun. And that's kind of why I just think it's so important that it stays around. I know they've been working so hard at fundraising. People have no idea what a show like that costs in the park. And so I'm so glad that they're able to keep it going. And I'm going to keep on plugging it every time I get on this mic. Okay, EJ, you're quite an accomplished actor as well, in your young years. You graduated from the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, which I love that school. I think I've met people from that school, and the artistry that comes out of it and the talent is no joke. It's a challenging program. Where else have you worked that you want to maybe plug and talk about?
I have worked a lot in Colorado, and a lot of actors in our show are from Colorado or have that Colorado connection. Our director and choreographer both live in Colorado. So I've done about 4 shows there professionally at 2 different theaters. And then I'm from Phoenix. I've done a handful of shows at my home theater. I like to call it the Phoenix Theater Company. I've done shows in Boston at North Shore Music Theater, which is a great theater, Kansas City. I'm trying to think of where else. I did Westchester Broadway in upstate New York. I have a list of all the places I perform. I'm going to be in California later this summer.
Oh, that's great. What are you doing in California?
I'm doing Beautiful, the Carole King musical, for the third time. It's a popular one, that's for sure.
It is.
And actually of this similar era, but very different story.
I could see that in the park one day, too.
Yes, that would be a good one. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, I think I'd like to see maybe Jesus Christ Superstar and West Side Story or two of, if you're listening, American Stage, those are my votes.
That's great. I love it. What's been your favorite role you've ever got to attack?
I started really mostly working in the chorus as a dancer professionally when I first graduated. So starting to play roles as an actor, when you're a dancer, you're still an actor. But,
of course.
But to like, you know, be in the, doing a lot of text and scene work has been really over the last 2 or 3 years. And I swear every single role I've gotten to play has been, felt like a dream fulfilled. It's been so fun, this one included. I truly, like, I keep thinking it can't get better, and it always kind of does.
Oh,
this one
awesome.
Is up there, Burger, because it's just such a dynamic and fun role. And I feel like I bring a lot of myself to it while also being challenged to bring parts of myself that aren't, you know, usually seen or shown.
Sure.
But I think you can't tell always, like, what's going to be a favorite till you get a little distance from it. So I can't say this one yet. So I think maybe this past summer I got to perform in New Orleans, and I did play the title role in Pippin.
Oh, wow.
Which wasn't maybe like the most dynamic. Well, it is an interesting acting role, actually.
It really is.
The score was like my all-time childhood favorite. Mm. It was my number one dream role. So to just stand in that moment of getting to play such a long-time dream role, especially, I don't know, I mean, I'm still young, but he's supposed to be kind of like this new to the world, existential, like kind of just figuring things out guy. So I was like, I don't know how much more time I have to do this. And I just to get to do that. And I got to do it with one of my professors from Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
As the director 6 or 7 years after graduating, and just getting to show her my growth as an artist and collaborate with her in a professional setting was really special.
Oh my gosh, EJ. What a future you've got, friend. I can already tell. Before I let you go, I ask all of my guests a very important question. What does art mean to you?
Ooh. Art is creativity, I think. It's creativity, it's joy, it's self-expression. I think it's really wearing your heart on your sleeve, being vulnerable. I think it's very important. I think every person should have an artist in them, whether it be professionally or just personally or even privately. I think art is something that can free your mind, and it can help change people's minds. And art is fun. Art is fun.
And boy, do we need fun right now, right? Absolutely.
Yes.
Listen, I'm so glad you're contributing to this great city with your beautiful art and your fantastic voice and your amazing dance work. Thank you for lending your talents to our community. And thank you for joining the American Stage family. Like I said, you're in it for life now.
Thank you. I hope to be back again. And thank you, Stephen. It was wonderful chatting with you.
For more info on EJ, check out his website, will ya? At www.ejdoring.com. Hair runs through April 27th at Demenz Landing in downtown St. Pete. Some people call it Demon's Landing, but as someone who played Peter Demenz in Weird and St. Pete at American Stage, I'll tell you it's Demenz Landing. You can get tickets and all other information at AmericanStage.org. Thank you, dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. Listen to the radio show at the same name at 10 p.m. on Sundays or 4 p.m. on Saturdays for the replay on Radio St. Pete and St. Pete Sounds, respectively. Each week, there's a new theme with tons of great music and me talking about Broadway stuff. You'll love it. It's tons of fun, I promise. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, email me, will you? At BigBroadwayEnergy, all one word, at gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, and keep creating. Bye, everybody.